Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. You can always be a part of the show. You're the most important part of the show, as a matter of fact. You can watch the Triple Option with RBKD. All you got to do is go to hornfm.com, and then you can tap into the Twitch stream. It's just that easy, and you can watch it. You can check out BK's Raisin Cane's long sleeve tee that got the show started off on a strange and weird note, but that's always the case. You also could have seen, and now you've probably missed it, Katie mocking me and the Astros during Jared Sandler and the Rangers report with a trash can.
Yeah.
That's becoming the thing now. Anytime you want to mock an Astros fan or Astros, anybody, just pick up a trash can near you, bang on it, and then everybody starts laughing. It's just an inside joke for everybody who's a sports fan, apparently.
So, here comes the fastball.
That's a thing. Yeah, that's a thing now.
Fastballs, they didn't bang, right?
I don't know. Did it ever come out exactly what they
bang?
There
was one if they don't bang, then it's fastball. And then one bangs curveball, two bangs slider. Right, BK?
Mm-hmm. The bangs were for off-speed pitches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Assume fastball unless you hear the banging of a trash can. Yeah.
And it is pretty cool that now that has been synonymous as an inside joke for Astros fans for decades to come.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to go away anytime soon. But the only way I think the Astros can kind of spin this thing is to just win. Just win. Because I think everybody wants to hate the Astros, and it's good. It's cathartic for baseball. Get us out. It's frustration for a lot of different reasons. But also, I think it'd be really good for Major League Baseball, really good for just the content, for the storylines, if the Astros actually were good.
Yeah.
They start winning.
Oh, I totally agree.
Then you got a competitive hatred, and the Astros are villains, and villains create storylines, or villains create conflict. And conflict creates storylines, but you get my point. And then you'd have, I think, the ultimate kind of concoction to bring in viewers and people to kind of, you know, I called it hate watching because there's hate listening, but people will watch the Astros just to see them lose and to see them get taunted, and it'd be really fun. But it's not really fun right now because it's one-sided. The Astros are not real fun to watch.
They're going
to
be okay.
I think so. I think it'll be competitive at least.
And, you know, Jared was like, Jared had a lot of good stuff, but he was like, yeah, you know, Kyle Tucker needs to get better, and he's right about that. Tucker's still not at the spot where he needs to be, but Kyle Tucker, the last week, I'd watch out with Kyle Tucker.
Hit a bomb last night.
Yeah, Oppo, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Astros will be fine. I think despite just being a couple of games over 500, they've got the second best run differential in all of baseball, which if you're good in that stat, that generally means you're going to be a pretty good team over 162.
I think it's the best. Is it? Or you probably looked at it.
I didn't know that.
Recently.
I appreciate the pick-me-up, guys. Speaking of pick-me-ups, man. This is next news.
Yeah, let's pick you up.
This is a nice pick me up, and we thought this was going to be the case, KD. But we didn't know how the Austin. Oh, you got a stat there?
He was right. The White Sox are one, Astros are two.
That's all right. Nice stat.
I know. As I said it too, I was like, "There's someone else ahead of me." And BK was just smiling.
Yeah. Well, because of his cousin, he checks a lot of these stats, like not only daily, but multiple times a day. Yeah. So when BK gives you a stat, just press it, just roll with it. But anyway. There's some good news. I think it's good news.
Yeah.
But some people may not think this is good news. During the pandemic, Governor Abbott changed the laws, the TABC laws, to allow restaurants to make up for some of the lost revenue, to allow them to have some of their all of their alcoholic beverages to go.
Yeah.
So you can get them to go, which I got to tell you, I've thoroughly enjoyed getting frozen margs from Vaqueros to go. It's been great.
Yeah, you've utilized this. I haven't utilized it a ton.
I have. And now every time I order from somewhere, I'll look at the drink menu and probably just order a random drink.
Interesting.
It's interesting, but now
real quickly, before we get into this, so like they don't fill it up with ice because you don't want to water it down. How exactly do they measure
that? I don't know. They do theirs.
You're getting a vodka and Sprite.
Some people, they have to close it up and, like, seal it.
Okay.
That's part of the law, right?
I wouldn't want ice there if I'm driving 20 minutes home.
No, I think, I get frozen drinks usually, so I don't get cocktail. If I'm getting a frozen Mark, that's usually what I get.
I'm sure you could ask for no ice.
I'm sure you could.
Okay. And just get the alcohol in the mixer and be okay.
Like an Indian American order in water.
Yes.
No ice.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
There's a lot of people that don't like water in their ice, but predominantly, I mean, I've seen a lot of Indian Americans that are like, no ice.
No ice. Give it to me straight.
About that.
The legislation that allowed restaurants, struggling restaurants at the time, to sell their cocktails and their frozen drinks and their alcoholic beverages to go, gentlemen, I think it's going to continue. Is this going to be a mainstay now? Is that the word on the street?
I think that's it. So it's House Bill 1024, and that's going to allow restaurants and bars with mixed beverage permits to do this full time. So, yeah.
I like it.
They're going to continue this. They obviously, like you said, we're doing it during COVID-19, so...
I thought it would have a detrimental effect on like liquor stores and stuff like that, and like alcohol purchases in grocery stores and stuff like that, but it hasn't.
Now, COVID's been great for that.
People are still buying more alcohol than ever and actually taking advantage of to-go alcohol, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love our alcohol.
Alcohol has been doing fine during COVID.
Alcohol is doing
moral of the
great
story, alcohol is going to do okay no matter what.
Yeah, yes. It's like sex and alcohol. Like, it's always does pretty good. COVID ain't shutting down the sex.
Yeah, you know,
crazy.
You know, boobs have done really well during the pandemic.
Yeah, I'm sure they have. Boobs will do well during the apocalypse. Okay?
Anytime. Right? It did the Great Depression. You know what was still doing well?
Boobs.
And alcohol.
And alcohol, yeah.
Those things were curing the depression.
Right.
Some might argue.
They still do.
So is this going to happen for sure, or are they voting on this?
I thought at least I was seeing...
Allows restaurants. It said alcoholic drinks are now permanently available to go in Texas, thanks to legislation signed by Governor Greg Abbott today, Thursday, May 12th, House Bill 1024. There you go. So it's a done deal.
Done deal.
I think that I really
just
do.
Keep my heat on next winter, and I'll really be cool with you.
And I think that's another. That's ERCOT. You got to talk to those people.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know who the hell I'm talking to, but just make sure it gets done. Okay.
Yeah, even know who ERCOT was before earlier this year, and now everybody knows it. But I think it's good because I think it's more ways for restaurants to make up for the lost revenue, and they lost a ton of revenue, man. And we know some of our favorite restaurants in Austin had to close down, shut down, and you know they'll never come back again as a result of it.
Yeah, and they're in a weird spot too. I mean, they're talking about raising the minimum wage, which I think a lot of us will look at and say, yeah, I mean, that would clearly be a good thing, but like anything, that's not an A to B type of solution. There are small businesses that maybe can't. My point is they're dealing with a lot of crap right now, and anything to give them a little bit more extra revenue, as long as we didn't see like a bunch of car accidents right after this because people couldn't keep their hands off of it, that's at least the things I've looked at, that doesn't seem to be the case so far.
I haven't heard anything like that.
It's good news.
It's great news.
Other good news, gentlemen?
Yeah.
The first game of the 2021 NFL season.
Booyah!
Can be heard right here on the horn.
Hey!
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah!
That's right. We are Austin's home for the Dallas Cowboys, and the Dallas Cowboys will open up the 2021 regular season Thursday night, September 9th, at the defending champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's right. The NFL is going back to the well.
How about them Cowboys?
The Super Bowl champs will host the league's season opening game once again, and the Cowboys will get the honors of taking on Tampa Bay in Tampa when the Bucs unveil their banner and all of the players get their Super Bowl rings. Early Vegas line, gentlemen, Tampa Bay a 6.5-point favorite, understandably so. Cowboys coming off a 6-10 year. Coming off the worst defensive season in franchise history, and Tampa Bay coming off, winning the freaking Super Bowl and doing it in pretty dominant fashion.
Wow.
Yeah, what a matchup that is, huh?
Tom Brady is 5-0 versus the Cowboys in his career.
Is he?
Yeah.
He is. The last time Tom Brady and Dak Prescott squared off was in 2019. It was a very rainy day late in the season, and both quarterbacks looked terrible. 13-9 was the final score. The Patriots got the win over Dallas. I will say Dak Prescott has never lost to Tampa Bay in his career. It's a very different Tampa Bay team, though.
Yeah.
Both of those Dak starts were against Jameis Winston, not against Tom Brady. Obviously, that makes a pretty significant difference.
They're bringing back everybody.
Everybody.
They brought the whole crew back. All 22 starters. How the hell do you do that? Well, I guess when Tom Brady takes a pay cut and restructures his contract and allows you to have more money, you can do that. And that's exactly what happened.
Winning is fun.
Winning, it ain't hard for Tom Brady, but it's hard for everybody else, it seems.
Well, guys like to win. You know, it wasn't just Tom Brady who's taking a little bit less money to stay in Tampa. I mean, they built a great culture there within the span of a year, and a pandemic year, too, as you alluded to earlier, KD. It's fun. Bruce Arians, a fun coach to play for. If you have Tom Brady on your team, you know you've got a damn good shot to win the whole thing. It's very enticing, very attractive to a lot of players, and a lot of guys turn down more money elsewhere this offseason to stay put in Tampa.
Yeah. Could the Cowboys get in a shootout with them? And because, I mean, that's, you know, I don't think the Cowboys' defense, we'll see what they look like. I think they're going to have some problems against that offense. I think Tampa Bay is going to score. Can Dallas match that?
That's the question. I mean, the Cowboys' offense was historically good to start last season. Obviously, Dak Prescott goes down and things fall off the rails for Dallas. But in terms of personnel, the Cowboys still have one of the most talented offenses in football. Tampa Bay's defense is really good.
That's
really good.
I mean, think about how good the Bucs' offense is. They've got the greatest quarterback, the greatest player in football history as their quarterback, and the offense isn't the strength of that team. Like, the defense is better than the offense in Tampa. So, does the Cowboys offense have the potential to score against just about anybody? Yes, but that is a tall task to expect to get into a shootout with that defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it. I think the Cowboys can score with them. Cowboys should probably be able to score with almost any team in the league. But can you get enough defensive stops, right, to flip the advantage? And I don't know if they're going to be able to get enough defensive stops and force enough turnovers. That's been the big issue, right, with the Cowboys. Last few years, their defense has not been opportunistic. It's terrible in terms of forcing turnovers, getting interceptions in the secondary. That's going to be one of the big points of emphasis for Dan Quinn. He said, I got to get guys in here who can go after the football. I need ball hawks. And if you go look at the background, the resume, watch some film on the guys that he's bringing in, that's one of the common traits that all these guys, they're really good at going after the football.
The Cowboys have some tough road games.
They do.
This year, gentlemen. I mean, we'll find out exactly when these games are going to happen, but we do know the teams the Cowboys will be playing this year, and we do know if those games will be in Arlington or on the road this year. How about these road games for Dallas in 2021? Tampa Bay to open up the season. Kansas City, the defending AFC champs. A trip to Foxborough. A trip to the Superdome to take on the New Orleans Saints. A trip to Minnesota, I think that's going to be a Sunday night football game, so a decent Vikings team in prime time, and the L.A. Chargers, who, that's not a tough atmosphere to play in, and we talked about it earlier, that's going to feel like a home game for Dallas, but the Chargers are a young team with a lot of potential with Justin Herbert. Some tough road games for the Dallas Cowboys this year.
Yeah, and actually, we'll see what New England and New Orleans look like. I expect the Dome to be rocking, but I also expect those two teams to be really well coached.
Yeah, no, especially...
No matter who's playing quarterback.
No, I'm with you. And Belichick's going to get a lot of guys who opted out of last season back. So I know last year they were terrible, but they won't be as bad this year. I think Belichick has probably learned some things without having Brady as a part of his culture.
Yeah.
And how I think Popovich went through a similar, transformation without Tim Duncan. Mm-hmm. You just have to realize, and then obviously post Kawhi too, what those guys added to the culture and how you're going to supplement that. And some things you'll never get back because those guys are goats in their own way. So I think for Belichick, he made some adjustments. And Sean Payton, it's going to be interesting, man. Whenever he has a quarterback other than Drew Brees that had to play, they always won. They never lit up the stat sheet. They weren't prolific when, he had to throw Taysom Hill in there and Teddy Bridgewater, but they won. Found a way to win.
Yeah.
I think that's a testament to them being more balanced football teams than we initially thought.
They're still going to be good. I mean, Tampa Bay is the obvious favorites in the NFC South, but that extra wild card team that we have in the NFL, it's not a long shot to think the Saints can compete for that by any stretch. By the way, according to 2020 win percentage, the Cowboys have the second easiest schedule in the NFL. The Eagles have the easiest. Now, two NFC East teams being where they're at, that makes sense, considering the NFC East was the worst division in football history last year. But a chance for the Cowboys perhaps to get back on track. For you Texans fans, middle of the pack, the Texans have the 16th toughest schedule in the NFL.
A lot of change in that division for the Texans, too.
Yeah, I mean, the Colts and Titans, two playoff teams last year. They're
new starting quarterbacks
good.
For both of those guys.
And then, Jacksonville, too, getting Trevor Lawrence in the mix. The team with the toughest schedule, according to last year's win percentage, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're going to be an interesting team to watch. Yep. It kind of feels like the window is starting to close for the Steelers, but do you ever want to count out the Steelers? That organization is seemingly always in the mix.
No, Tomlin's done a great job with that. A quick little Christmas leak here, which smells like eggnog. Be careful. Is Christmas Day is going to be Packers are going to host the Browns and the Cardinals are hosting the Colts.
Not a bad doubleheader.
No, it's a good doubleheader.
That is a good. That's kind of sexy. I like that. And Cardinals are going to be interesting. See what kind of team they are this year. That, and this might be, you're talking about coaches on the hot seat. If Cliffy can't show some promise this year, people are going to deem that experiment to be a failure.
They have to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm with BK there.
I think you might be right about that.
If I had to bet right now if he's there or not there, I think he's gone.
Yeah. I kind of feel the same way. Quick Thanksgiving update. The Cowboys will reportedly take on the Vegas Raiders on Thanksgiving.
That's not sexy.
Where is that?
Always in Arlington.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's not sexy.
How dare I.
For Thanksgiving. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Show some respect. America's team, America's holiday.
Right.
Plymouth Rock and Mayflower compacts and stuff. Pilgrims and
thought they might want to show off the Las Vegas Stadium though, since they didn't get a chance to do it last year.
Who now the Dolphins game in '94? Who's is that Leon Lett on the field goal when he went sliding down there?
Yeah, bad bit there.
Great bit.
Great player. Couple of bad bits for Leon Lett during his great NFL career. Rod B, we started off the segment talking about to-go drinks and how that might become a thing. Well, you mentioned the place where you generally like to get your to-go beverages.
He ain't lying.
What's going on over there?
No,
you already had a couple of beverages in there?
My headphones came out of the socket.
Okay.
So I apologize. That was not really smooth.
We hear you order every week. And you do. I mean, first time he said, what's the limit for Margs? And then, like, is this Rod?
Yeah. No. My love for Vaqueros.
Not three. Not four.
It's legit.
Not five.
But I'm always responsible with my margarita ordering from Vaqueros. And you should be, too. But keep in mind, my friends, at Vaqueros got so much more than just those great margaritas for you. They also got great daily specials you can check out. You can check all that out at vaquerocafe.com. They've done a good job of revamping the menu, trying to keep things fresh. One thing that I love about Vaqueros, they're never really satisfied with just having the best Tex-Mex experience in Central Texas. They always want to make it even better. Their daily special tonight, they got their $7.99 enchiladas and $5 off their Mexican martinis. Go check them out at vaquerocafe.com. Once you figure out what you want, you can always give them a call at 512-382-7899 to place your takeout order, or you can just dine in if you prefer. They got a great back patio. They got a new playscape out in the patio, so they're encouraging you to bring the kiddos out with you and have a good time at Vaqueros, the best Tex-Mex in the ATX.
Man, the margarita especially. Like, if you're getting Mexican food, that may not be something you have at home that you would have put together. Like, that's where it really makes sense.
This is true. Yeah, some things don't, you know, they don't travel as well. They're not going to be as good. But the margaritas are pretty good.
No, I know the margaritas
are good. Trust me. They keep to the next day.
Yeah.
Kept them like a couple of days, and they're still good.
I like that.
Yeah, man.
All right, gentlemen. Coming up next on the Triple Option with RBKD, we'll have the BK Lounge. The 2021 class for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was revealed earlier today. Who made the cut and who continues to get snubbed? It's next.
Fourth and five, the national championship on the line right here.
Oh, the band is out on the field!
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
I don't believe what I just saw!
Auburn's gonna win the football game! Auburn's gonna win the football game!
Chalmers for the tie.
Got it! In 2 seconds!
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal!
Oh, wow! In your life have you seen anything like that?
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Now, it's time to step inside the BK Lounge. Here's your host.
Who the hell is
Brad Kellner?
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the BK Lounge. May 12th, 20 and 21 edition of the Lounge. Alongside Kevin Dunn and Rod Babers, I'm BK Brad Kellner. And this edition of the BK Lounge is brought to you by Audio Visual Consultations. Give them a call, 255-8678, to get the home TV setup of your dreams. Real quick, guys, before we get into today's BK Lounge topic, can y'all spell the word 12th? Today's May 12th, 20 and 21. Can y'all spell that out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
T-W-E-L-V. Is it an F?
Oh, yeah.
Or a V.
No, V. It's a V.
It's a V? Okay.
No, it's an F.
I think it's an F.
Is it an F?
F-T-H, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a tough one.
It's not 12.
Oh, I'm
it's
thinking 12. 12. Yeah,
it's 12.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't do it
yeah,
12.
Yeah, it's an F, yeah.
I probably should be paying a little bit more attention here.
It's a random question. I feel like not a lot of people can spell the word 12th. I don't think you have to spell that word very often. Anyways. Yeah.
You got to sound it out. 12th.
No.
Yeah. Oh, be careful there. Might have to dump that, dude.
Yeah, I've spelled that before, but I don't. Maybe two or three times in my life.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't look right either.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it's one of those words that looks like it's spelled wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Today's BK
Lounge. Looks like it's offensive nowadays.
With an F in there?
Yeah, there's something midgety about it.
Yeah. Midgety.
Yeah.
Midgety. What a word.
Not so fast, midget. Not so fast.
It reminds me of not little people, but the
offensive.
Yeah, the offensive term for that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Sorry about that, small fries.
I'm losing steam here.
Fellas, earlier today, the 2021 class for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was announced. To be eligible for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, an individual, artist, or band must have released its first commercial recording at least 25 years prior to the year of nomination. So you've got to be around the block to be eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and obviously there's a pretty rigorous voting process as well. And finally, they got down to the class of 2021 today. There will be six artists inducted into the performer category for this year's class, the induction coming up later this year. The first artist, gentlemen, for my money, the best artist on this list, the headliner for the class of 2021. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol. Jay-Z. Making the cut.
Legend.
His first year eligible, he finds his way into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His accolades are numerous. 14 number one albums, the most ever by a solo artist. 22 Grammys, the most in hip-hop history. The first rapper inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. That happened in 2017. And guys, he will become the first living rapper to ever be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tupac and Biggie are both there, but they were both inducted posthumously. Jay-Z adding to his GOAT legacy, getting in, the first rapper alive to make it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Run DMC in there?
I think they are.
I don't know.
Run DMC, I think, is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Man,
I don't know if he's in there as a performer, though. I think he's in there as an influencer. Is he the first performer to get in there? I think.
Run DMC? They're a group.
I read this today.
I don't know. I'm just like, I thought Run DMC was in the Rock
I thought
Ball
they were,
the
too, and yeah. also
And I know they're not all dead.
Well, solo artist, I guess.
Okay, maybe
okay, that's what it is.
First
okay,
living rapper.
Go. Yep.
Okay.
So I stand by what I said, but thank you for that, Rod B. Pretty cool. Jay-Z making the cut. No qualms here.
It is no qualms. I guess the only question I have is Should any of these people be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Now, I know they've opened that up a lot. I'm not going to go Chad Hastings here too much, but that'd be my only question. If there's something that he's allowed to be in musically, like a Hall of Fame, he should be in it.
Mm-hmm. Like a hip-hop Hall of Fame or something
right,
like that.
That's more my question. Or
yeah.
Why don't they just turn that into the Music Hall of Fame?
Run DMC was the second rap group to be inducted, because I think Public Enemy's in there, too.
Okay.
Wow.
And that got to be alive. Chuck D ain't dead. I don't know, just weird the way they said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Individual rapper, I guess. Jay-Z, the first living individual rapper to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So Jay-Z makes the cuts. Up next on our list. Be the Foo Fighters, gentlemen.
The Foo Fighters.
The first year on the ballot. Another no-brainer. I freaking love these guys.
Do you?
Put on any Foo Fighters song at any time and I'm going to jam.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not sure about anyone. I do love them and I respect them, and they got a lot of good jams.
Foo Fighters. What's the best Foo Fighters song ever?
Well, apparently BK would pick any of them. BK, you know them well. What would you take?
This might be the most popular Foo Fighters song
ever.
It's up there.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they've got a lot of hits and just infectious hooks, great guitar riffs, fantastic drumming, energy. These guys are all about the energy.
Yep.
And I've never seen them live, but it's a bucket list show for me. Everybody I've talked to who has seen the Foo Fighters in concert tells me it's one of the best shows they've ever been to.
I haven't either.
Interesting.
Let's go ahead and let's put that on the list.
Mm-hmm. Second induction.
I think I said either, too, instead of either. That F thing is really messing with me.
The 12th. I think there's that many syllables in the word. But, no-brainer for me. First year on the ballot for the Foo Fighters. So those two, Jay-Z and the Foo Fighters, making it in on their first years. By the way, second induction for Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl. who was a part of Nirvana. Nirvana
That's
was inducted
cool.
in 2014.
Was he a drummer for them? I know he's also a drummer.
Yes.
A badass drummer.
He was the drummer for Nirvana. Now he is the front man, also does drumming for the Foo Fighters, too.
That's the one thing I ever was able to call Chad and Trey on musically. And you can imagine. I mean, you talk about a Helen Kellen squirrel.
Ooh.
Helen Keller.
Helen
Jesus,
Keller.
I'm losing it. telling you. Like, I'm starving. You guys see I keep on eating during the break. I'm like, my blood sugar is just low right now. My brain's not functioning. But no, I called them on that. I was like, yeah, I think he was a drummer. And they're like, well, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that is something too.
Oh, man. It happened 5 years ago, and I'm still talking
about
it. I was
saying, don't let them live it down.
No, I won't. I still bring it up anytime Dave comes up.
It's like pretty basic knowledge, too.
Well,
it is. Because I was like, I know that.
So,
yeah.
I think they knew Nirvana, but he was actually currently a drummer for some band that was out there for S&Gs.
Got it. So I mentioned Dave Grohl has been inducted for a second time.
That's cool.
That's kind of a theme for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. Up next on the list.
Oh, I like it already.
Yeah, she deserves it.
This is, of course, Tina Turner.
Yeah, she's the real deal.
Queen of rock and roll.
Yep.
This will be her second spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She was inducted in 1991 as part of Ike and Tina Turner. So she's getting in separately as an individual artist. She's already in as a part of Ike and Tina Turner.
Yeah. Good.
There's an HBO documentary. I think it's just called Tina, actually. That's the name of it. It's about Tina Turner. It is fantastic. If you haven't seen it.
I need to check that out.
It's just called Teen on HBO. It's really good, dude. You'd love it.
I like that. Her 1984 album, Private Dancer, which features this song, went platinum 5 times. She's won 12 Grammys over her musical career.
She's not talked about enough.
She's not.
She really isn't.
I agree with that.
We talk about overrated and underrated. To me, she's underrated.
Have you guys seen What's Love Got to Do with It? When Angela Bassett plays her?
No. Do they get into Ike?
Have you ever not
hitting
seen
on
that?
Her and stuff
yeah.
like that?
Yeah.
I've seen the music video.
Oh, Lawrence Fishburne plays Ike Turner. I think Angela Bassett plays her. You got to watch it. It is great. It's actually hard to watch because it's so graphic, vivid.
Yeah. Ike was apparently one big a-hole.
Yeah. Mm.
Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken, gentlemen?
Mm-hmm.
One of the fairest questions ever asked.
Beautiful.
All right, once again, the theme of second time inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here's who's up next. Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. Any Carol King fans?
I like Carol King.
Carol King, her second induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She was inducted for her songwriting back in 1990. Okay. Fantastic songwriter. Big Motown songwriter.
Mm.
Probably her most famous written song was Will You Love Me Tomorrow, which was made famous by the Shirelles.
Okay.
She wrote a bunch of great songs for Motown artists, but also did some solo work as well. This album, or this song, is on the album Tapestry, which swept the Grammys. She's got 6 Grammys to her name. She had her own musical on Broadway.
That's crazy.
Named after her, that won Grammys and Tonys. Carole King, incredibly talented.
That's amazing.
And not often talked about.
No. That's
never talked about. Really.
Never talked about. Yeah. I mean, she's even less heralded than Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Some good nuggets there, BK. I didn't know some of that stuff, but I'm looking at her songs right now. You've Got a Friend from Tapestry in 71. Mm-hmm. It's Too Late. Man, lots of good stuff.
Some jams. And some of those are remakes from songs that she wrote for other people.
Okay.
But she's incredibly, incredibly talented. So another nugget, to use your word. Those two, Tina Turner and Carole King, only the second and third female artists to be inducted twice into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Stevie Nicks. The other one.
I wouldn't guess that.
Getting in by herself and also with Fleetwood Mac as well. All right, a couple of more inductees to the class of 2021.
Jeez.
This song puts a smile on my face.
I like the song.
I can't figure out why I like it so much, but I like this. This is Todd Rundgren. Of course, the song Bang the Drum All Day.
Great song.
Fourth time as a nominee for Todd, he finally gets in. Singer, songwriter, can play just about every instrument there is, also produces most of his own music, does a little bit of everything, and is credited with influencing a lot of really, really talented artists. Prince has given him credit.
Really?
Paul & Oates, Tame Impala, Daft Punk, like all of those artists. Talking about some legends there.
Yeah, Hall & Oates?
Praise Todd Rundgren for some of their inspiration.
Wow.
By the way, an interesting quote from Todd Rundgren, he doesn't give a rat's you-know-what about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Back in February, he said, quote, "It's no secret that I don't care about it. It doesn't matter how many times they nominate me. It's not going to make me care."
Good for him.
So I wonder if Todd Rundgren's even going to show up to his own induction later this year.
Don't let that define you. Good for you.
Yeah. But there is the fifth of sixth performers to make the cut for the class of 2021 in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Finally, we wrap it up with number six.
Okay.
The Go-Go's.
My sister is going to be happy.
Hard to not bop your head to this one.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of mocking it as I'm bopping my head.
So I didn't realize this song was that old. I thought this song was released in 2009 after the NBA draft that year when the Memphis Grizzlies took Hashim Thabeet with the second overall pick. I thought this song was made to honor that pick, saying we got the beat, but apparently that is not the case.
No.
But the Go-Go's get in. They've been eligible since 2006, excuse me, but this is the first time they were nominated, and they get in the first time on the ballot. One of the most successful all-women rock bands of all time.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of the things for the Go-Go's, right? Plenty of great bands, plenty of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame bands have had one or two women in them, but the Go-Go's, all women. And their debut album, Beauty and the Beat, which is also a fantastic name for an album, is one of the most sold debut albums for any artist ever. So the Go-Go's making the cut.
And you heard them a lot in the 80s, Rod.
They got a good documentary, too. Amazon, I believe, is where I saw it, but it's pretty damn good. I think it's called The Go-Go's. That's the name of the documentary.
Okay.
It's really good. If you want to find out kind of what BK's talking about, why they were so influential in the feminism movement, is because they were all women that did everything. Mm-hmm. Wrote, did everything, all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are the six performers that get in. Some notable snubs, gentlemen. Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
Iron Maiden. Rage Against the Machine.
Ooh.
LL Cool J.
Yeah.
Who got in as an influencer this year, but has yet to make it in as a performer. He's been on the ballot six times.
God, yeah.
That's a slap in the face,
it
too.
It is kind of.
If you're an artist, if you actually do something, you know.
He probably deserves it, but yeah, I can see why they don't let him in. You let LL Cool J in, you got to let other people in, too.
Yeah, you're opening the doors.
You're opening the door.
We're talking NBA Hall of Fame.
DMX
at that point
is going to be like, hey, man, what about me?
Chaka Khan, Kate Bush, Diane Warwick, a couple of other notable snubs. From this year's class. So there you go, the 2021 class.
Can I ask you something, though?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you may.
Country musicians are not as represented as, right?
No.
As well in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because they're just branching out into other genres, and country hasn't really been one of the ones they branched off into.
Is George Strait in there?
I think there are a few.
There are a few.
Is Willie in there?
They're all-time great.
The obvious ones are in there, still, yeah, as a genre, not super represented in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But is it rock and roll? I guess is the question they keep asking. Like, is it rock and roll?
Everyone gets a trophy in 2021. So
everything's rock and
any
roll.
Any genre goes.
That's true.
That podcast will be up. Check it out in about 14 minutes.
There you go.
Everyone gets a trophy. Have you guys ever been to Cleveland and gone to that?
I have not.
Me neither.
If I go to Ohio, I'm going to Canton first.
Yeah.
Do it.
I had a cousin's wedding years ago, and so we had some time to burn. And outside of the flats, there's a lot of time to burn in Cleveland and not a lot of things to do. So we went there. I mean, I'm not a big music nerd. It was cool. I mean, kind of walking around, but I remember thinking, all right, you know.
I've seen it. I'm good.
I've seen it. I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah.
Bucket list.
Yeah. Is it really?
I want to do it at some point.
Okay.
Yeah. Not high on the bucket list. I mean, everything sports is high on my bucket list.
Right.
But I would love to go there at some point. So there you go. The class of 2021 for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That is the BK Lounge. When we return, we'll tell you what's on tap. That's next.
Pop a top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this
town? Oh, yeah. I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion, sir.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That's really
man,
good.
That's good.
Pop a top again.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. Time for us to wrap this thing up and put it in the oven. We are done for the day. But before we get out here, we got to let you know what's on tap. KD and I were just talking because we're old men, BK. You saw me stretching. Like, I have to stretch now. I see why Bucky Lilly would have to stretch in between breaks and do stuff. And KD gets up, too, literally to go stretch and walk.
Almost every segment.
I think now I'm old. I'm so old now where I have to, in between breaks, I can't just sit here at the microphone like I used to. I have to get up and stretch now because I'm that old.
I'm lazy. Sad, I'd rather just sit here, but literally I've realized that
it's bad for you.
Yeah, it's just not good for me.
Even
sometimes I'll get up and just stay in here.
No, I know. I got to start getting up and walking around. My back is not locking up on me, but man, a lot of tension. You slept on it wrong? I think I slept on it wrong. I just need to be rubbed down by a stranger. And ever since COVID started, I haven't had I want the strong hands of a stranger, man hands of a stranger to rub me down hard.
Yeah, you and I both, neither of us have got a massage during. BK, have you got a massage during this? Mm-mm. You probably don't usually get
traded.
A massage.
Trey got a massage and some other stuff too.
Yeah.
He got COVID too.
It might have been during the massage. In Mexico, by the tortilla maker that was also the masseuse.
Is that a thing?
It
should be because of the forearms and the hands.
Yes, I want to say the story that Trey tells. It was the lady that also was making the tortillas, who also was the masseuse.
That's what I want. Chinese dumplings. I want her working on me.
He might have been joking, but that was a funny point. Anyway,
by the way, you guys aren't that old because I stretch all the time back here.
Okay,
yeah, he's really good at it. He's smart about it.
Good for you.
Yeah, I do like a full body stretch throughout the course of,
he does.
Of the breaks in the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
He takes his pants off, keeps his shirt on, and gets
all right.
Full body.
He's got twitch. He can't be doing that now. Take his pants off.
He pulls to the side.
Yeah. There's pulling going on.
There's a lot of pulling to the side. Yeah. That's a thing.
Unbelievable.
Okay. All right. Anyway, sorry.
Let's get to what Craig texted.
Oh, yeah. This is good because you just did a great segment on BK's Lounge about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the newest class going in. Katie, share this little nugget that Craig Way, who always got tons of great nuggets, share this little nugget that he gave us about one of the members, or at least one of the family members of one of the people who was going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So I was looking at the Go-Go's and saw Belinda Carlisle, who I love. She when she went even solo, she's got some good stuff that is pulled up on a safari somewhere. Mm. But then Kathy Valentine's also part of it, and Craig texted, only Craig would know this, Kathy Valentine of the Go-Go's has a daughter on Westlake's JV dance team. She and the rest of the Go-Go's recently appeared in a video with that Westlake JV dance team. And then went on to say, Kathy actually plays her guitar while the girls dance around.
What?
No way.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
We got to get her on the show.
The rest of the Go-Go's appeared to have been zoomed in on the video.
Dude, that is legit. Now I just think, and I think Westlake JV dance team is so much cooler, and I can't do that because I'm an old man.
Yeah. I'm glad you said cooler. I didn't know where you're going.
Yeah, there, it makes them cool now, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice nugget, Craig.
And maybe tomorrow, Snoop.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Yo, we're bringing on Melanie from the JV team. Who are the shout-outs to? Shout-out to the Go-Go's, Belinda Carlo.
Yeah, actually, Snoop, if anybody can get closer an interview with it, probably would be Snoop.
Probably.
He's got the connections. Light the tower, man.
That's awesome, man.
And that is pretty cool, isn't it?
That's really cool. It's Austin, Texas. I guess we shouldn't be surprised when famous people are living here.
True. That is true.
Good point. What's on tap for you, BK?
What is on tap for me, BK?
That was what I said to you.
Oh, sorry.
You read the wrong prompter.
My bad. I got some brains back here. Mavs, Pelicans, big one for the Mavs. All three Western Conference teams fighting for that 5th and 6th spot are in action tonight. Portland taking on Utah. The Lakers hosting Houston. So the Mavs have some work to do down the stretch. I'll be watching that.
Yeah, if you haven't been watching that, now is the time to get in there. Rod, anything quickly you're going to be doing? You
said
you're
going to
have sex with your wife.
I'm going to make love to my wife. The second part of the Crime of the Century documentary about opioid epidemics. Pretty good.
Sounds good. Watch out for your back with that. EGAT is out. Everyone gets a trophy, a new one. Check it out if you want to do that. We still have some local stuff coming up here with Fight Night and also Sports Guys Talking Wrestling. We'll be back to talk tomorrow. We appreciate y'all listening. Get to hornfm.com. Check out all the shows on there and check them out tomorrow. For Rod, for Brad, I'm Kevin. Peace.